You know, there is an interesting thing about October. October signals that we're in the final quarter of the year, that there's more year behind us than in front of us. It also kind of signals that the holidays are coming. And it seems like once we get into October, just the rest of the year flies by. And oftentimes, holidays, even anniversaries and special events are a happy time. However, there are those who experience grief around these times. And we want to talk about that today with my amazing guest who's hanging out in the virtual studio, Dr. Jacqueline White Maxwell. We're going to get right into it right after this quick intro. Don't you move. All right. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard and seen all across the world wide web. Welcome to all of those that are joining us over on Facebook, several places on Facebook. Listen, I know that you all were, you got sideswiped yesterday because Facebook was down a little bit, but we are excited that you're with us today. Certainly, YouTube, we didn't leave y'all out. LinkedIn, Twitter, those are going to listen to this and watch this, and Instagram, and certainly all of our podcast viewers and our talk radio show viewers. We are excited to have you. Listen, I got a shout out. My mom that's watching. Hey, Betty Jean Stanley Mitchell. She's hanging out. And my sister, brother-in-law, hanging out, keeping it down over on YouTube. So excited to have all of our viewers and listeners joining us. As always, this segment is brought to you by the 6th Annual Pop-Up Conference for Women Entrepreneurs. It is my signature conference that we've held. It's going on the 6th year. Listen, the official countdown just started yesterday, so we're 29 days away at the live airing of this show, 29 days away. But the key thing is that the conference is Thursday, November 4th, which is just for VIP. But we also have Friday, November 5th, and Saturday, November 6th. You can continue to register until next Tuesday, October 12th. October 12th is when we shut the registration doors. We have a seat for you. We have a name tag for you. We would love for you to join us. Matter of fact, our guest tonight, Dr. Jacqueline, is going to be there, one of our speakers as well. So jump over to heygirlhey.biz and register. You can also find out and see all of the beautiful faces of all of our guests and speakers that are joining us, and see the full lineup of like, what kind of sessions are we having? Listen, I produce an amazing conference every year. Heygirlhey.biz is where you want to jump over and register before October 12th. All right, let me greet a few more people that are popping on in. Hello, Tony M. Winston. So glad to have you. Listen, Tony M. Winston is one of our speakers for VIP session. You'll see her as an MC, set designer, and all of that. Hey, 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 hanging out from my Facebook group. Glad to have you. Hey, Sharon Lane, thank you for joining us. Absolutely. All right. So this is great. I see you all coming on in, and let's jump on in. I want to share a little bit more about our guest today and the topic that we are discussing on today. Yes, this show is about motivating you. This show is about exciting you, but it's also about influencing you, influencing your thoughts and your decisions. And so Jacqueline White Maxwell, affectionately known as Dr. Jackie, is the founder and CEO of Jack Lavelle Coaching and Consulting Group. She is a transformational life coach. She is an advanced grief recovery specialist. She's an author. She's a leadership consultant, an empowerment specialist, and I've got to tell you, sought after speaker. In addition to her earned doctorate degree, she in strategic leadership, Dr. Jackie is academically trained and professionally experienced in the field of human services with over 30 plus years of counseling and imparting into people. And today's topic is grief and the holidays. So again, this is this is about enlightening our audience. We as entrepreneurs, many of us that are listening and viewing, we want to think about your life in a totality, in a total way. So we are bringing Dr. Jackie up right after this quick intro for the show. Don't you move.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome, Dr. Jackie, to the show. Welcome. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Charvette?
I am doing well. We are honored to have you hanging out with us here. I gave just a little snippet of your bio, but I'd love for you to just share how, you know, you got into this space around, you know, helping people with grief, loss, and all of that.
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you so much for this opportunity, Charvette. And I really appreciate this. And yes, we do motivate and we do influence. And a part of that is to help persons to understand that, yeah, there are times in our lives that we have losses. And yes. How I got into this is, even as a child, I was always around discussions, which were healthy discussions about death, about loss. I remember seeing my grandmother actually go into a period of mourning. And I remember my mother, even though it was her father who passed away, my mother explained that to me. And my grandmother, she wore black. And she said that she's going to wear that for several days. Mm. And so I was always around and in an environment in which I was taught about death. I was never afraid. You know, I wasn't afraid to attend funerals. I remember even as a child, my mother said, now we're going over to this lady's house. And I passed this house frequently and think about it. And she said, now what they're going to do is they will have the person at home. And I said, at home. And so she explained to me, you know, that some of the grieving process actually begins when the family is around and preparing that loved one for the undertaker, as it was called, but for the mortician, for the funeral director to come and get it and to take, you know, to take care of it, the embalming and all. And then at some point brought the person back to the home. Well, all of this I found intriguing, interesting. Not from a morbid perspective.
Right.
I think I was really aware of, but I see a lot of people in a lot of pain. And I saw people in pain and didn't know what to do. And some of them were kind of acting out in ways, you know.
Yeah.
And there were some of them that were suppressing, you know, with alcohol, with food, if you think about it, you know, it was a difficult time. And I saw that people didn't want to feel. So fast forward, during this time, at some point in time, my parents divorced, and I remember thinking, you know, well, things might be a little better. I was sad about it. You know, I was about 12, 13 years old. As I started my academic pursuit, I started studying about counseling, and psychology was my major. And I remember when they started talking about thanatology. The sense of, I remember now, like, that is really interesting. And during that time, they, you know, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross had just started talking about stages of death. And I was like, wow, this is really interesting. But did not see a way to pursue that. As I studied it, I could see it kind of hooked me a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, many years later, probably about 15 years later, I had the opportunity, as I was working on my doctorate, I had the opportunity to attend the Grief Recovery Method training. And they came to Richmond, Virginia. And at that point in time, I was able to spend the entire weekend with them. And I became a grief recovery specialist. What came out of that for me, Charvette, was I realized that I had never grieved the loss of my relationship with my dad. In other words, we didn't have that father-daughter relationship.
Yeah.
Because at some point, you know, because he moved away, not far, you know, I still saw him, but when it was time for the debutante balls and when it was time to learn how to drive and when it was time to purchase a car, you know, I remember getting a car and then I called him up and drove over to where he was and got him in the car and we drove, but it was jagged. It was, it was different.
Yeah.
And so when I learned that, I had never grieved that loss, that and that was kind of an intangible loss because, you know, he was not dead. He was just not present, but it was a loss and it affected me in a lot of different ways. So that's really how I started, you know, started this journey. A few years after that, he actually passed away. And I realized because of the work that I had done, I had taken some significant action steps in healing the pain with that I experienced with the loss, in completing the pain. So that's how I started this journey.
Wow. Powerful, powerful. And certainly I am glad that you brought up and shared your own testimony and an example that losses are in a lot of different things. And definitely when there's divorce, you know, there's that loss, which the holidays, absolutely, there's an impact there. I want to capture this comment. Welcome to all those that are coming on in. Coach Ree said, when our daughter died in 2018, those first were a challenge. And I'm assuming those are holidays. Those first were a challenge. You have to have great people around you and you'll stay dwelling in grief. And that's not God's plan. So thank you so much, Coach Ree, for sharing, you know, sharing that. Anything you want to add or comment around that, Dr. Jackie?
Very true. It can be a year of firsts. You know, when someone passes away, and especially during this season of the pandemic, it's still a lot of different losses and firsts. And for some, they say that year of firsts is really difficult. Then there are others who say the second year is a little harder. Because that first year, they spent more energy, more time getting through the logistics of that person not being present. The second year, it was almost as if it's real. I thank you so much for sharing that. But year of first, having to recognize, so what is it that I need to do and hold on to? And that's what I'll be talking about in an upcoming webinar, Charvette.
Oh, good, good, good. And your webinar, is that information on your website where people will be able to register?
Yes. It's on my website.
Yes. Wonderful. And her website is jacklavelle.com. I have that popped up on the screen here, jacklavelle.com. You can find out more information. Welcome to all those that are coming in. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are here with Dr. Jacqueline White Maxwell. We call her Dr. Jackie, talking about grief and the holidays. So many great comments are coming in. I want to capture Tony's comment here. Oh, I always see grief as someone dying, not someone not being present. Very enlightening. Wow. Light bulb moment right there.
Yes. And also, Tony, something to think about. Grief is any change in or ending of a familiar pattern of behavior. Think about that. You know, let's say that you find out that you're going to have to move because of your job and you're excited. But then you're kind of sad because it's a change in a familiar pattern of behavior. And we actually grieve. So, you know, as we are approaching the holiday seasons, and I have webinars pretty much quarterly, Charvette, because we have holidays throughout the year. But especially during this season, persons are really unsure how to navigate the holiday season, because we have so many stimuli that bring up the feelings, you know, the Christmas carols.
Yeah.
I mean, the decorations are already out in the stores. The
yes.
Are already up. And those are things, I mean, if you're grieving, it might be, if you have had a loss during the past year, for example, it might be something like a commercial comes on and they're talking about how to prepare candied yams with the marshmallows on top. And you think, oh, that looks good.
Mm-hmm.
And then it hits you.
Mm.
And that's, you know, grandma used to do that. And what are we going to do this year?
Who's going to make it?
And
wow.
Those things we talk about, Charbette.
Absolutely. And listen, comments are coming on in. I want to capture this Tyrese McAllister, who you two are both actually co-writing a book.
Yes.
So hello, Tyrese, hanging out with us virtually here. And she says, also present, and we're talking about grief and loss, also present, but not there, such as dementia or incarceration. Yes. So sometimes the not present, you know, may not be a choice specifically that they made. And then the Ayanna Smith said, when I got divorced, it was a hard pill to deal with. I actually got sick during the first Christmas. It was the shock and the grief are real. So anything you want to add around that?
That's so good. And thank you so much, Ayanna, and also Dr. Tyrese, thank you so much for sharing that. What Dr. Tyrese is talking about, she's referring to that ambiguous loss. Losses mm-hmm. of someone is psychologically there, but not physically present. So there might be an incarceration. This might be an incarceration. And you're like, okay, how are we going to help our kids get through this? How are we going to help our family members deal with this? And then thank you. Ayanna is speaking about a divorce. Something mm-hmm. that I often ask, Charbette, is, when I'm working with persons one-to-one in the grief recovery method, I'll ask them, has there been any accidents? Have there been any accidents like a car accident or a fall or illnesses?
Mm.
Because during this time, see, grief pulls and tugs, you know,
yeah.
It affects you emotionally, physically, and spiritually.
Yeah.
And so, you know, those are things that often happens because you might be distracted, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're not taking the best care of yourself. And during this holiday season, that's the key.
To plan.
Just like you're planning who you're going to purchase gifts for, possibly, plan what traditions do you hold on to, or which ones do you need to release.
Wow. Listeners and viewers, I want to invite you to, if you are listening and you're saying, I'd love to actually have more one-on-one conversation with Dr. Jackie. She can help you right on the screen. You can go to her website for a complimentary 30-minute destiny consultation. I like that. Destiny consultation at jacklavelle.com. If you're listening on charbette.com, we've got her website there, her social logos. If you're listening on the podcast, just check the show notes. The website is there. So schedule a consultation with Dr. Jackie. Any kind of grief, any kind of loss, schedule that with her. And so we are going to continue. Dr. Jackie, I just feel like if people want to share in the comments, let's showcase their comments. And
yes,
so
yes.
Coach Ree, I want to capture this. We'll grieve forever, but I've learned that there's a healthy grieving, one of remembering and celebrating the gift that our daughter was. Thank you so much for making this available. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Is that remembering the good times and celebrating? Is that a good strategy for people?
Most definitely. You know, Charbette, there's a word that we don't use as often or as much as I'd like for us to really embrace, and that's the word honor. H-O-N-O-R. Learning how to honor. And if we do that while people are alive or while people are in our presence or before we have losses, then that assists us to know, one, how to honor, and then two, to feel like we have honored that person's life
yeah.
while they were alive. And then, just as being said here, that makes it a healthy experience of completing the loss, completing the pain with the loss.
Yes.
When that person passes away, or when that person moves somewhere else, or when that person is now in an assisted living facility and you might not be able to see them, you have done the completion work. You have honored who they are and honored their life, so that when they're no longer there, you can still, at holidays time, honor. Honor might mean, for you, it might mean, let's say, let's talk about her and call her name, please.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's okay. Yeah. And what I've encouraged people to do, Charvette, sometimes it's good to just write a letter and just let people know, the people in your lives, the people that you might see at the dinners or whatever, how to support you, how to assist you. It's okay to talk.
Oh, that's good.
People, you know,
yeah.
I want to hear your stories, so you don't have to avoid talking about him. He took his life. It's okay for us to have that difficult conversation.
Yeah. Oh, wisdom, such wisdom. Such wisdom in the planning. And Sharon, Elaine, thank you so much for your comment. And the levels of grief varies, which can cause misunderstanding and lack of compassion, which kind of leads right into what you were just mentioning. People don't know, should I say something? Should I not say something? Or I kind of read into that comment of, well, shouldn't you be over it, you know, by now? Or shouldn't you? You know, shouldn't you be past it? I actually just celebrated a 50th birthday last weekend, and one of my good girlfriends, her fiance passed a few years back, and her son was there, and Evan is, oh gosh, I think 13, 14, right in there. And he made a little bit of a joke that their Christmas tree stays up all year long. And so we were teasing her, like, why is your Christmas tree up? And so then she shared, the Christmas tree, that was the last time they had the tree up together, and there were literally still packages under the tree. And so we said, you know what, keep the tree up as long as you want to keep it up. And, you know, after she shared that, so it was like a way of, I want to have it up, you know. And then we said, well, you can decorate it for different seasons or whatever, but it was like I don't want to, you know. And somebody else might come in and say, well, you should have took the tree down by now, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting how we come up with, and it's really not soothing or helpful to the person that's grieving. It said some really, I call it the miseducation of the griever when I do talks and speak about it. But it's really to soothe us, because we don't know what to say. So we say things like, well, you should have, I mean, it's time to do something different. It's time to get over that. You still talking about him? You still thinking about that? Or, you just get another one. You know, I mean, throw that out and get another one. Get rid of that, you know, the dog, forget the dog. We get another one Saturday, you know?
Mm. Yeah, it's
not. Children are grieving, and that's not the message that we want them to hear, because their relationship with whatever the loss is real.
Yeah.
It's real. So
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And Tyrese, again, I want you all to shout out the book that you all have written, you know, you all co-author, but Dr. Tyrese, I'm sorry. Yes. Dr. Tyrese, he just became a doctor. We should normalize death with children. That seems to be what helped Dr. Jackie. And so talk a little bit about the book that you all have put together.
Yes. And I'm so excited. Actually, it's been almost a year at the pop-up conference that you just talked about, Charvette, that you do a phenomenal job in hosting, is where I met Tyrese. And she's now a doctor, so congratulations, Tyrese.
Yes.
And a few weeks later, she asked me if I would co-author a book with her. And I was like, oh, wow, what an honor. And she told me the story. And her daughter was, life was taken at the hand of gun violence. And while home for spring break. And so it's a tremendous story, but without a doubt, Tyrese has continued to do the work on herself and in her life. And a part of her work is in her writing. See, for many, they're thinking, okay, so how do I navigate this? For some, it's speaking. For others, it's in the writing, in the journaling, in writing books. Mm-hmm. It's so healing. So the book that she asked me to co-author is a caregiver's guide. So it aligns with, this is the book that she has authored, is My Lollipop in Heaven. Lollipop was the nickname of her daughter, Ayana. So what God gave me, Charvette, the title of the caregiver's guide is Too Hard to Bite, but Not Too Hard to Lick.
Wow.
Caregiver's guide. And I'm so excited because it really helps parents, anyone who loves children. I mean, educators, mm-hmm. but you know, when we think about parents are trying to figure out, how do I help my children? We want to protect them and
them
from hurt, harm, and danger. We want to keep them. But we recognize in this season, our children are grieving. And so this caregiver's guide is talks about various developmental stages and age groups as far as what might be seen concerning grieving. It also talks about ways in which to support children. And then the key of the importance of to not judge, to not analyze, to not try to fix, but to be a heart with ears.
Oh, that's good.
To listen to the children. So this is real exciting. Tyrese has done a phenomenal job on the children's book, because this is a children's book to be read to the child. And then the caregiver's guide is for the adult to help the child.
And so wonderful.
That's out there.
Wonderful. And again, jump over to jacklavelle.com. We've got it right on the screen. Look at the show notes if you're listening in different places to find out information about that. Dr. Jackie is also a co-author in my upcoming book. The proof will be in my hand tomorrow, Pursue. And so you can find out, you can pre-order that from Dr. Jackie on her website, jacklavelle.com. I want to capture a comment Antoinette said, saying Jermaine's name and talking about him, help us not forget him.
That's right.
So yeah, that's so good. So powerful. And And Rita saying some comments could cause one to suppress their feelings and emotions, which is not healthy.
Mm-mm. And that's so very true. I know Rita does a lot of work with finances, and so does Ayana that joined us. And that's key. Their losses, people are experiencing losses around their employment, around finances. Yes. And so that they are grieving.
Yes, yes.
And knowing how to, you know, support them even in the work environment is critical.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
especially
my goodness.
During the holiday season, we have layers of grief that's going on. And so we can't just take this as, oh yeah, that's one of those things we don't want to talk about this year. It's serious, and this is Mental Illness Awareness Month, and I know that there's so many stigmas that we are trying to eradicate and to remove, and grief is also, it's not an illness.
Right.
Okay, it's real, it's not an illness. However, we experience loss, and we are granted the opportunity to grieve those losses.
Yes, yes. I want to just pop this up real quick, and I am I want to honor this person's comment. Okay, because I couldn't see her name. Imaja Jubilee said, my father is 96 years old, and to honor his life and his legacy while he is alive, I'm in the process of working with Twin Lakes State Parks to honor him. He helped build it in 1944 under Jim Crow laws. Wow. And they are putting up a display and naming a pavilion for him, and I am honoring him now. Thank you, Imaja Jubilee. I wanted to make sure we didn't lose that comment there. And even Coach Ree is also saying, oh my gosh, Dr. Jackie, saying our children's names was so therapeutic. Talk a little bit about your webinar. I want to make sure, because you have something come, and the webinar, is that specific to how to grieve during the holidays?
Yes, it's specific holidays, special days, because the special day might be the birthday of the loved one, or it might be the day that they, I mean, you might recall everything that led up to a particular day. So the webinar is upcoming. You got to stay tuned. That information will be on my website and on my Facebook page, social media within the next few days. But what we will be discussing is how to navigate through the holidays, what to say to persons who are grieving or who are dealing with, and then how to plan, how to determine what do you hold on to, or what is it that you need to release or to let go. So, for example, if you recognize I don't need to ride with them over to the family gathering because I'm only going to be able to stay or desire to stay for 1 hour, and then I will leave and come back home. So you drive. So you're making those kinds of plans. The entire family dynamics change when there's a loss. Yeah. And you sometimes wonder, why are they acting like that? They're grieving. Okay. And so being able to come together. So, you know, what should I expect? Or what do you need me to bring? Or, you know, if the loved one was the one that always brought everybody together, and now it's like, nobody's
who's gonna do it,
right? Yeah. Where is it gonna be? So that there has to be some strategic planning, as well as planning for what I call those tugs, those temporary upsurges of grief. You know, the ones that hit you like a tsunami. You're in the grocery store looking at a magazine or some cookies, and you think about, oh my gosh, and you're trying to get out of the store back to your car as fast as you can because one of those surges of grief, you know, it hit you. So those are some of the things that we will be discussing. So you gotta be a part of this, because it's going to be a good discussion, a healing discussion, but also a place of compassion and listening.
Great. And so connect with Dr. Jackie, follow her. I've tagged her, go to her website. You can join her email list. She has a complimentary ebook that will be for those that are experiencing grief and loss. So get on her email list and you'll find out everything. And to your point that you just said, I heard Arthur Ashe, the famous tennis player, years ago, he passed years ago, but I heard his wife say years ago, she would be fine when, you know, they had to do big, you know, events that were celebrating him and big ceremonies, and she had to go speak. She was fine enough in those moments. She said it was the off guard moments. She said she was shopping in the grocery store one day and blueberries were on sale. And she got excited real quick because blueberries were his favorite fruit. And so that would have been let me get extra, because Arthur loved blueberry. And she said it hit her like that. Those moments hit her just unexpected. The things she could kind of, you know, the big ceremonies and all that, she said I could kind of prep myself, but it was the off guard moments that, you know, that kind of catch you. My mom is saying this is very enlightening, very enlightening. I do have a question. Do you have a question, Dr. Jackie? You've got some more time. Sure. Coach Ree, Dr. Jackie, what can you do when the loss of a child brings on an overwhelming fear? For example, now fearing that you'll lose another child. Mm-hmm. Hope, you know, that makes, and I know she has so people that have multiple children, what do we do with that fear?
Yes. And she's speaking about the adult having the fear of losing another child. Is that what?
Yes.
And I think, once again, talking it out, talking about exactly what the experience is, and then also reaching out for help. You don't have to navigate and try to figure this out on your own. And the work that I do one-to-one, because some people feel like, you know, a group might be a little overwhelming, but I do both, but one-to-one, what we do is we first talk about just kind of discovering what are the losses, what is grieving, and then what are losses I've experienced from the youngest age until the oldest. So what that does is it brings up some losses you might not have even thought about.
Oh, yeah.
And then being able to move from there to some recovery components of looking at apologies, forgivenesses, and then creating a relationship graph. What all of that does is move from discovery to recovery. And in that, being able to write down some of those fears and talk that through, as far as, okay, how do I go from here to here, from this place to that place? So, you know,
Yes. Reach out. I think that there are listeners. And if you're listening or watching and you know that this is maybe for someone else, or maybe you know someone that is in the grieving process, is fresh or it's old or whatever it is, invite them, say, just talk to Dr. Jackie for 30 minutes. Again, complimentary destiny consultation. I love that. JackLavelle.com. And again, if you're listening to the podcast, it's in the show notes. If you're on Charvette.com, it's in the blog right there. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, it's in there in the show notes as well. And let's see here. There often is a stigma in our community about getting help. So, you know, here you are, someone who can work with people. You got all the credentials, and someone might have a fear of getting help. Any thoughts you want to say around that?
Again, the destiny session, that's a conversation I can have with you one to one. If it would be of help for me to be a part of a work environment and, you know, talk with your human resources director or someone, we're going to eradicate these misnomers, this misunderstanding, these stigmas. We have to, because when you turn on the TV and you see athletes are grieving, when you see TV commentators, television commentators, they are grieving. Everyone is experiencing this, so we can no longer just pretend. So if we need to do so in a group, you know, I will speak at churches, wherever, so that we can help bodies of people, large groups of people, to understand what grief is all about and what it means to move through and break down the stigma.
All right. Thank you for all of your transformational and impactful work you're doing for the community. I'm excited to have you as a speaker at the pop-up conference, November 5th and 6th for general registration. We're excited to have you. I'm excited to have you as a co-author in my upcoming book, Pursue. Proof going to be in my hand as of tomorrow. Thank you for all of the love and the comments throughout the show. Final question, because I don't want to hold you any longer. Thank you, Coach Ree, and your husband for watching as well. I saw you say that. Thank you so much. What continues to motivate you? Because the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what motivates you.
What motivates me is when I see people having those light bulb moments and they're like, wow, I have never thought of this. Wow, I didn't know that this was possible. Wow, I can really, really heal from this. It's those light bulb moments that illuminate so much. And not only does that person see clearer, that when you turn on a light, other people around them are able to see as well. So that's what motivates me, when people actually grab hold of what's possible and they pursue and move forward.
Well said, well said. Thank you so much for stopping by the show, and we're gonna keep our eye on you, and I'm excited to be connected to you. Thank you so much, Dr. Jackie.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. All right, wow. I have no words. I knew that this show would be impactful. Maybe you might feel a little bit of a slide from our business topics, but we are concerned about the whole person. So share this out. And if you need to send somebody, send it in a DM to someone, send it in a direct message, an inbox to someone, say, hey, I think you should. I think it would be good to come over and just listen in to this conversation around grief, since we know the holidays are coming. I'm Charvette Mitchell. I'm super excited for you to be here. Thank you for all of the love and the comments. Thank you so much for being in here and being engaged all along. We thank you so much for being here. And until we meet again, peace and love. And if you want to check out all of the rest of, you missed any portion of this, go back and listen. You can jump over to Charvette.com and listen to the rest of it.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.